The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hello, this is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. And we're also live on Facebook today. And I'm so excited. Today we have two of my favorite guests, the dynamic duo, I call them, Lucy Ann Shard and also Morgan B. And I am so happy to have them on the show. We are taking calls, 1-800-930-2819. Lucy Ann and Morgan have been on the show before a few times now. They're part of the Replenishing Life Project, and I had so much fun working with them, so I thought, I want to catch up and see what they're up to now. So we're just going to open it up, and, you know, I think, Morgan, you said you were going to talk first.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Good to be back.
And you're in Ontario still?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So we've been pretty busy the last few months and since we were last here. Lucy and I started a podcast called Replenish Your Life. So it's all about exploring a deeper understanding of what it means to live a fully expressed life. So we release podcast episodes. We have guests on our show and we release an episode every new moon and full moon. So, and it
that's my newsletter when I'm on when I'm in a rhythm for newsletters. Yeah. And I had a web person say that to me like 15 years ago. Why don't you just do it on the full moon and the new moon? And I went, excellent idea. Yeah. And he was like, oh, uh-huh. Which leads us into Lucy Ann, I think. So we were talking before just a little bit. There's a lot of astrological events taking place, and I could just feel the energy this morning. I don't know. It's like, wow. Well, it's 11:11. But having said that, there's a conjunction and you guys are the ones to tell us about it. And so I'm just going to give you the floor. Tell us, you know, what you've been working on, Lucy Ann, and why the conjunction that you're talking about is so important. I am taking calls, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to give them like the first little section here to tell us about what they're doing. And then if you want to phone in with questions, you want to have, some energy shifted, we're here for you. Okay. The floor is yours, Lucy Ann.
Amazing. Thank you. Thanks, Colette. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having us again. It's wonderful to be here on the show with you.
And so, where are you calling from, just so we know?
I'm calling from the east coast of England in the United Kingdom. So I'm way on the other side of the map, but yeah. So my goodness. Okay. So this great conjunction, this is a really pivotal time in history that we're living through. And this is happening on the 21st of December this year. So it is happening on the winter solstice or summer solstice, depending on which hemisphere you're in. And this conjunction
is
something.
Can you just tell people, like, because I know sometimes I have people who listen in that are not so knowledgeable about astrology at all. What is a solstice? Just explain that so that.
Well, a solstice is, I guess the easiest way of describing it is it's a major turning point of the seasons of the year. And it's also a turning point of when, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, we say it's when the light returns. Mm-hmm. So we start to get, you have the longest night and the days begin to get longer. So we get a return of the sunlight and it's the opposite in the Southern Hemisphere. So it's a seasonal turning point.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. And also just for those who perhaps aren't that familiar with the astrological terms, when we talk about a conjunction, it means that's when, from our point of view here on Earth, we say that two planets or two celestial bodies are aligned with each other. So from our point of view, they look like they're right next to each other.
Oh, okay.
So coming up in on solstice, on the that midpoint, that turning point of the year, the 21st of December, is a massive conjunction that astrologers have been talking about for a long, long time. And that's between the two celestial bodies of Jupiter and Saturn. And it's going to be taking place at 0 degrees of Aquarius. Now, this...
Even though I know what that means.
Yeah, you can feel it, right? We can all feel it, I think.
So, I know the zero point.
Yes, yes. So the thing is about, you know, this conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn actually happens every 20 years. But the last time it happened at 0 degrees Aquarius was in 1405. So a very, wow, very long time ago. So this is a huge, you know, that's about 615 years ago. That's a long time. And this is a new beginning. At 0 degrees of Aquarius, over the last couple of however many years, this conjunction every 20 years has been taking place only in Earth signs. So not only are we shifting from Capricorn into Aquarius, we're shifting from the Earth energy into the new air energy of Aquarius.
Wow, that totally makes sense, doesn't it? Because look at us.
Exactly. Exactly. Technology and the way that we communicate plays a big role.
Yeah.
So it signifies a new beginning, and it also it's about a new beginning with regards to leadership. So we're talking about the establishment, coming out of the establishment of Capricorn into the new expansion and the new innovation of Aquarius. So, you know, Jupiter and Saturn, they're the two big players. They don't necessarily get along.
Okay, because I was just going to say, up to the last couple sentences you had me, I was like, oh, the age of Aquarius.
Yeah.
But I've been finding it to be a little bit rough.
Oh, yeah.
And so now that's because Jupiter and Saturn.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
They don't necessarily, you know, Jupiter is all about expansion. It's all about largesse. Jupiter is very much like, you know, sit
on the couch. Sagittarius energy.
Very Sagittarian. Yeah. But it's very much about expansion, and whatever Jupiter touches expands. Whereas Saturn is about structure and rules. And it's about finding a sense of, you know, building a solid foundation. Saturn can be a little bit of a schoolmaster.
Just a tad, hey?
Just a little bit. Yeah. But here's the thing. They both have different styles of leadership. Each style is effective in its own way. These two planets don't always work that well together in the sense that they are not, they're not ever going to be the same. But when you actually, they have an opposite energy. So they have a sense of, there is something that's very creative that can come out of that tension between.
Totally.
Them.
It makes total sense to me. It's like, all through, like for myself, I consider myself to be more like Sagittarius, but like, I'm more on the creative. I have a Taurus moon, and like, so I'm like that more. And then I tend to attract people who are big thinkers, like engineers and people like that. And I love it because it gives structure to my work and makes my work more consistent. I find it very irritating at times.
It will, because Saturn can feel like a bit of a dampener on that Jupiter expansion.
Like, don't have any fun.
Yeah, careful. Don't have too much fun. Yeah, yeah. The thing that we love about this conjunction there's one of the many things we love about it is that it's about combining imaginative vision and expansion with the structure and the discipline that is needed to manifest the results.
Mm-hmm. I love it. This is basically, you know, this is fundamental for a lot of people right now, because if people are waiting around for things to go back to normal, or they're considering this normal, what's going on now, there's nothing normal about any of this. Having said that, in our current situation, I have noticed for myself that I'm much more structured and organized in areas of my life where I've had the time to set those structures up. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, just all of your words right now, we're going to be taking a short break. And as I said, you can call in 1-800-930-2819. And if you have any questions about this, and also if you would like any energy shifted, for me, this is so beautiful. And I love how you're explaining it. So when we come back, I'm going to give you the floor and the two of you can continue to explain to us kind of, because really it couldn't, I mean, if you don't believe in astrology and you think, ah, this is all whatever, it kind of seems like kind of timely that it was right around the US election. Yeah. Oh, and yeah. So, and considering what we've all been going through. So I'm really fascinated to hear more about this. We'll be right back after this short break. We're 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in. We are live on Facebook and we'll be on YouTube later. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the many women in the world who've carried the burdens of work and family with the added circumstance of the pandemic? You are not alone. Join Mary Rose Campbell with five other powerful women on Saturday, December 5th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, for the International Conference on Resilience for Women, as they share what they've learned to create power for themselves under any circumstance. Get your tickets now at resilientwomensconference.com.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit stacybarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, barber.com.
Sorry, Olivia.
You're live.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're live on Facebook And I just wanted to say today, I'm just so thrilled to have the Replenishing Life Project dynamic duo on the show with me. We're talking about astrological influences. But before we continue, I just want to make sure that we that I get you, one of you, to share your contact information, and just so that we know how to reach you, because we I don't think we've done that yet. And if people start calling in, we might forget.
Okay. Yeah. So you can check out our website. It's bit.ly/replenishinglife. And or you can email us replenishinglife@gmail.com. We're also on Instagram, Replenishing Life Project, and Facebook as well. We have a group there, and we also are on YouTube, Replenishing Life Project. So all that will be in the show notes, I believe, so you can click on that.
I just wanted to make sure people knew how to reach you. And I just wanted to also say to everybody, I know I have not been on social media. I have not been doing the newsletter thing like I should be, but I'm really busy because I'm I am so excited because I have my certification in the face yoga now, and we're working on the new website. The photographer, the pictures turned out, and I have some more good news to share next week. But like everything's kind of just falling into place, and we've been talking about astrological influences. Energetically, I've been picking up that this is really. The way I would describe it, the word that comes to me, which comes to me quite easily, is beautiful. Mm. It's almost like, oh man, like we might actually get some fresh air here. So tell us some more about what these astrological influences are.
Yeah. So as Lucy had mentioned earlier, we are transitioning from Capricorn, an earth sign, into Aquarius, an air sign. And I just want to talk more about the significance of Aquarius, because this great conjunction, so the fact that it's happening on 0 degrees Aquarius, it's a new beginning. So it's a new beginning for everyone, like on a personal, like on a micro scale and on a macro scale. So Aquarius is lovely because it's a sign of cooperation, collaboration, community, and really it's a humanitarian and all about humanity. So it's really about working for the greater good. And so I would say, you know, if you are not feeling good about maybe the way some things are going, or if you're having challenges, you might want to try going out and, you know, maybe supporting different causes or communities or organizations, mm-hmm. and the things that you believe in and the things that you feel strongly connected to. And that might actually help you to feel better. And also Aquarius is about innovation. So they're, you know, technology as well and innovation. So they're going to be, I feel, a lot more technological advancements and just innovations coming into view. So
yeah,
more things that people can experience, which is really exciting.
Well, for myself, I've noticed that once I've made the choice, like, see what's happening, I'm getting for a lot of people, and it makes so much sense when you bring in the astrological influences, because they've been singing about the age of Aquarius forever. I'm a 60s child. So, you know, the thing is it's anytime there's this much change, and there's a lot of change that's been very, I wouldn't say considerate change, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for a lot of people at this time, it's just refreshing to hear people talking about like the 0 degrees. And isn't it kind of amazing that it's on the exact day that we actually have more light again.
I know. Yeah.
Because it's already dark here at 4:30 now.
Same.
Oh, it is. Okay. So, do you want to talk a little bit more about that? Like, what do you feel are some of the common things that people are collectively feeling? Mm-hmm. And maybe what is that? How is that sort of translating in their lives right now at this time?
Yeah. You know, the thing is, what we can all relate to collectively is 2020 as a whole has been a year of like a great reckoning, really. And what it's done is it's brought us very clearly into focus what we truly value. You know, be careful what you wish for. You wish for clarity, and sometimes clarity can be gentle and lovely, but other times it can be a glaring bright light. And here's the thing about 0 degrees Aquarius, that the energy of Aquarius is about breakthrough. It's about breakthroughs. And so with this year of complete and utter and total recalibration, both, you know, energetically, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally.
Financially.
There, yes, exactly. There are going
to be a lot
of
people, you know,
there are going to be significant breakthroughs that are coming and that are already happening and people are feeling already. So, you know, the thing is that what we see for that is moving into the Aquarian energy is also about people taking charge of their own destiny. Mm-hmm. Absolutely saying, I'm moving out of the establishment of what no longer serves me and I am taking charge.
But don't you find that kind of dichotomy at this time for most people? And that's probably like when you said that, I just felt myself just like want to purge. Because at this time when I want my sovereignty is when I have more. I've never walked the planet with so many rules placed upon me at this time.
That
are out of my control. And so I find that kind of interesting that when you're saying that this is the great expansion and all of that, that it's become so authoritarian. So can you like for me, I find that kind of,
well, I think without that, without the you know, the spotlight being on the authoritarianism, which is really that Capricorn, old Capricorn energy, it's an it's a Capricorn establishment. It's almost like we have to see that, and it has to be very obvious in order for us to innovate. In order for us to say, actually, we're going to innovate in a different way. We're going to come back to center. We're going to come back to heart. And we're going to innovate new ways of collaborating, of connecting with each other. So we're no longer, you know, we're not being called to arms. You're not being called to fight the establishment, but you're being called to recreate. Does that make sense?
Totally. Like if you, yeah, I'm not, I find it funny because the weakness around that is of innovation is kind of like one of those words. It sounds so pretty. And it's kind of like metaphysical people have a tendency to talk about give and take rather, or instead of take, they'll use the word receive. And so it's kind of coming up kind of that way, is being more real about what's really going on. Is there is always give and there's take. And we all have to, I feel what's happening is we all have been directed to be a little bit more responsible for what our actions are, the implications of our actions on a broader scheme, right? And so do you feel that at this time, what, you know, you have your program, the Replenishing Life Project, What do you feel you would share right now with the listeners to do that would make them like really be able to take advantage of this time to benefit them and to lift people up, you know, and build things? Like how do we tap into this?
Well, I'd like to say, you know, first thing is to really care for yourself if you can, like that. You know, offering yourself some self-compassion and taking that time, even if it's like 5 minutes in your day, to really honor what you need to release and or to connect with your inner self. You know, there are many different practices that you can, that we utilize as well. So one thing I do is I like to put my feet on the ground in the morning, like, so bare feet on the earth. And I mean, it's been nice weather, so I can do that now, thankfully.
Yeah, I'm from Saskatchewan. I'll go out there barefoot in the snow for a minute.
There you go. So you can do that with the snow too. But if you can't do that, it's even like just honoring your, what we talk about as cyclical nature. So resting when you need to rest. And of course, this is for people that have that privilege of being able to rest when they're tired. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that everyone will be able to find some time in their day that they can give themselves that rest. And that's like being off your phone, not taking in information, not reading, just like that.
That's really cool. We have a short break to take. So when we come back, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that too, because I find that when things become a little bit more challenging, self-care becomes more important, because mm-hmm. if we're going to go inward and get answers from ourselves, from our expert selves, we have to be in a place where we're steady. So this is Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live on Facebook. We are taking calls, 1-800-930-2819, if you would like to call in. And we'll be right back after this short break.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's Angel Messages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. We're also live on Facebook and we'll be on YouTube later. And we have Morgan and Lucy Ann from the Replenishing Life Project. We're talking about the big conjunction right now. We're talking about Jupiter and Saturn and kind of moving into the age of Aquarius and looking at it from the perspective of maybe a platform for moving forward in a strong way in the upcoming, going into the new year. And so I don't know which one of you wants to talk a little bit more here about sort of what's going on astrologically. And you said you had a checklist that you would like to share with people.
Well, I mean, one of the things we were talking about just before the break was how to actually ensure that you take good care of yourself during times of major transition, because, I mean, obviously 2020 has been, a huge year of transition and of recalibration. And as we move into the great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn into Aquarius, that has an energy of breakthrough and an energy that feels fresh out of the Capricorn heaviness, but still that's a transition. You think about the way the earth works. If you plant seeds, it takes a lot of energy to burst through, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you actually restore and replenish your energy as you're going through transition?
And if you're like me, like, and this is fun because I'm working on my new website, and I really have one time a woman asked me, why do you keep sharing pictures of your yard? And I'm like, because it's a riparian yard. It's got a spring running through it, and there's certain rules, and mm-hmm. there's different ways that I've done to honor that and to make sure that the water is running clean and all of that. And it's been an amazing adventure, because I've never ever in my life ever had my own spring to play in. So I'm like, when I get in touch with the nature and getting out in my yard and the seasons and all of that, it reminds me, oh, okay, this is going on for us right now. But that underlying cycle is there. So you were talking about like the conjunction and what that means, and how can we, besides like really feeling that nature, I feel like you, it's so important, because when we're feeling like, oh my God, everything's out of control, just putting your feet on the grass or even the snow, it wakes you up anyway. it reminds you that there's something bigger out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Totally. And just resonating with what Morgan was saying earlier about those grounding practices, about connecting to the earth with your bare feet, is so important. And also being mindful of the cyclical life and the cyclical process of things. There's two other things that are really, really helpful, two other very practical practices that you can do as we move through this time of transition. And the one is to have a stop doing list rather than a to-do list. What are you going to stop doing? Okay. And that's very powerful. So it's about letting go and releasing. So creating a stop doing list, not a to-do list. I can't tell you about the energetic shifts that happen there, because this is, again, it's about really honing in on what you value and what's important. Mm-hmm. And
what you're saying is about honing in on an individual basis. Yeah. As to what is actually important to you now, that maybe, and this is what I'm finding with a lot of my clients, mm-hmm. It's almost like a lot of people have changed identity.
Yes.
And I noticed that people were doing this, people that are kind of into this anyway, we're doing this, of course, but there was more people doing that before. Like, it's like people could feel it coming on.
Yeah.
And so when we're letting go of our identity and we're bringing a new one in, it's almost like turning yourself inside out. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, the way that I can just refer to that from my own experience of what it feels like. I mean, currently in my natal chart, I have Neptune right next to conjunct my sun. So, you know, you talk about a total transformation of identity. I don't know who I am, you know, and that's okay.
Well, in the solstice, doesn't the sun get totally blocked out, right? For that moment, and the moon covers it. So there's no light.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, can you imagine when you were like, if that happened the first time and there was not the communication like we have, and all of a sudden the sun was gone and it was dark, wouldn't you be freaking out right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you would be freaking out anyway, but you know, oh, it's just momentary.
That's it.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
It is. It's cyclical. And, you know, it's about, you know, let's think about it in the way of, you know, it's pruning. We are, you know, here in the Northern Hemisphere, getting ready for the winter. You know, we've been pruning the roses outside, getting everything ready for the winter and preparing in that way. So really getting, pruning everything physically, but also that's what we're doing in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You're pruning. And that is about shedding the old identities.
So you're kind of, what you're saying, like, is from a gardener's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
If you are supposed to be pruning and you plant seeds now,
mm.
Probably you might be a little disappointed in the result, right? So that's why it's important to pay attention to cycles, right? Also,
yes.
In this way.
Mm.
So explain a little bit more about how we can tap into that. Mm. Like, knowing what, like, are we supposed to be pruning or are we supposed to be, you know, planting? And what about the people that are in Australia that are opposite from us?
Well, you know, solstice energy is always, again, it's a big, regardless of which hemisphere you're in, it's a time of pause and it's a time of reflection, because there is a heightened energy in that massive change. So whether you're going from the longest night into the return of the light, or you have the longest day on that time, it's a time of pause and a time of reflection. And here's the thing, I would honestly say, honor your own energy. You know, it's not to say don't plant any seeds physically, because there's some seeds that may very well germinate and flourish in this climate.
I did. Throw them down in the fall and you wait till the spring.
Yeah.
Some of them you can do that with. Yes.
Yeah.
And so the Jupiter and energy and the Saturn, why is that so significant right now for people?
Go for it, Morgan.
I was just going, Lucy mentioned a bit at the beginning, it's just that, you know, those two powerful energies creating, like, working together, but there's a little bit of, like, creative friction that's created, and from that we will be birthing something new.
It kind of reminds me of a symphony and the cymbals hit not quite at the right time.
So people will probably feel like almost a new sense of identity or sense of purpose going into 2021. I mean, you know, we have had collectively quite a different year, a challenging year. And that is going to, as we mentioned before, is going to bring up, you know, people looking at themselves and what they value and what they want to create. And it's also kind of a shift away from, like, self-focused purpose to more community focused.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still honoring it, in this energy, it's still honoring the individual and the community as well. So the individual within the community. So we're still all individual people and we all have our different, beliefs and personalities and ways of doing things. But it's all coming together so we can work together, like Jupiter and Saturn are working together. You know, but within that, there is this creative friction that's birthing something new.
It makes a lot of sense, really. You know, we're coming to that time where we're taking another break, but I would really like to talk a little bit more about this, because for a lot of people, it feels like really scary because a lot of things are falling apart. And then, and I've found this over the years, like I've been sharing seminars for 15 years and I'm kind of like, what do you mean I can't go out and speak at a live event? That's what I do. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, wait a minute, that's just what I do. And I do a lot of things. And so these are the opportunities is to take that, what you're already doing, and maybe change your perception just a little bit. And maybe we can talk a little bit about that, about opening up, like how opening heart and mind up to all these possibilities. Because when it is the most challenging, that is when we have the most possibilities, even though they can be really hard to see sometimes. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. We're live on Facebook. We've got the Replenishing Life team here. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace the fear. Find your strength. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, psychic medium Jamie. Return next time for an empowering and yet chilling look into the raw side of spirit. For more information about myself and the Eye of Soul, visit EyeOfSoulRadio.com. That's Eye of Soul Radio. Eye of Soul Radio, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. And we're live on Facebook. I have the Replenishing Life duo here, Morgan B. and Lucy Ann Shard. We're talking about like this beautiful, amazing, scary, challenging energy that's coming in with this age of Aquarius. And we're talking about how we can hold on to, you know, those bits and parts of ourselves that we want to still keep and still release and let go that which maybe was really important to us, maybe even only like 6 months ago and now maybe isn't so much. So whichever one of you would like to go.
Well, you know, one of the things that that we were talking about before the break was, you know, how to work through transitions. And when it appears that everything, all your foundations are kind of falling apart a little bit, what do you actually do? How do you fortify yourself? One of the things that we've been hearing from a lot of our listeners and the people that we work with is, you know, they've been having trouble sleeping and having trouble just feeling calm, feeling relaxed. And so, you know, one of the things that we've developed that we have available to listeners is a beautiful, very gentle 15-minute meditation to clear and calm your mind, to de-stress and to calm anxiety, and also an amazing alignment journal that Morgan has created. So, you know, this is really tapping into that higher octave of the Saturnian energy, the Saturn energy of self-responsibility.
There we go. And so is this something that is a gift on your site, you were saying? Just because I wanted to make sure people, so they can access it by going to
our website, which is bit.ly/replenishinglife. And is that correct? I got that right? Mm-hmm. Replenishing. Okay. Replenishing Life. Sorry. And so that's our website, and you can get immediate access to those free gifts.
Awesome. Like for myself, just energetically, I just want to shift this for people personally. Like I find like people worry a lot about sleep. Mm-hmm. I don't, because I'm not a big sleeper. 4 hours, I'm pretty good. Hey, Morgan, you can attest. Mm-hmm. Morgan traveled with me for about 3 or 4 years doing seminars. So she understands, like I energetically shift people to whatever amount of sleep you get, right. That it's a restful sleep. And quite often, I'm talking about that also in my upcoming face yoga program, which I'm going to be starting in January. And that is about putting yourself in a state of appreciation and taking yourself out of a state of worry before you put yourself into a state of sleep. Because what we are thinking about just before we fall asleep, if it's worry and distress and we just watched a scary movie or the news, we may have, we're inviting our subconscious and unconscious mind to search for those kinds of experiences while we're sleeping rather than looking for those beautiful, lovely, restful things that happen when we are in a state of appreciation. And I'm not talking about going, oh, I appreciate my life so much when I hate it. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about saying, you know what, that was a really good cup of coffee this morning.
Yeah,
I appreciated that. Mm-hmm. Just sometimes the most simple things in life can make it so much better. And yeah. So, you know, what other tips would you have for people listening now?
Yeah, well, that's Lucy and I actually talk about that, about having this daily appreciation. So even if it's just one small thing, that can really shift the energy and sort of lighten things up a little more. And I definitely relate to what you're saying with the, I've realized I'm very sensitive to what's going on in the world. So I've had to stop, you know, watching movies that really sort of rev the adrenaline.
Yeah.
You know, or even movies that are just very sort of dark and sad. It's just
psychosomatically, your body does not know the difference.
Yeah.
Like your body, if you're watching something, I was working with someone one time and they were like, what are you watching? They were waiting to go into surgery and it was some horror movie. And I'm like, no.
Not the time.
you want to set the tone, right? Going into sleep. So that a lot of people may feel beneficial, but I've noticed this for a lot of people that as they have more years of experience on the planet, they require less sleep. My mom used to worry about it all the time. I can't sleep. What am I going to do? I can't sleep. And I'd say to her, well, where are you going tomorrow? Nowhere. Do you have a job to go to? No. Do you have, you know? And so that is fundamentally for people when they don't feel that they have something to look forward to. I feel that that's, yeah. And that appreciation helps.
It does. And I've found also in the work that I do that when they have a worry and it's sort of in the front of their minds and they're worried about sleep, what they're actually seeking, what they're actually wanting is peace. Mm-hmm. They are seeking a sense of peace. So I have to sleep. That's what they're actually looking for.
For that mind to quiet, right?
To quiet. Yeah, exactly. So there's some practices there about, you know, as you say, the daily appreciation, about connecting and grounding into the earth. And also, you know, here's the thing. It's about finding moments where it is feels correct for you to find humor. That's really important. And I certainly don't want to make a blanket statement of, you know, find everything funny. That's not what I'm saying, but it's about finding moments where you're open to seeing the lighter side or to finding the humor in the situation. It's sometimes about stepping out of ourselves and not taking it that seriously. Do you know what I mean?
I found myself, because here in Canada, we have to turn the shutoff valves to our water for our taps outside, and my plumber didn't install them. So I was crawling around in the crawl space with black widow spiders, and I was, because I know there's lots down here. And so I was like, I love you. I was singing like, what's that song about the itsy bitsy spider, up the water spout. I found that helped me down there in the cross space. You know, and it's kind of like seeing the humor of, this is ridiculous. Like, what am I doing down here singing this song? But it helped.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank both of you beautiful ladies for showing up on the show and being here for all of us at this time. It really warms my heart to have you on the show and to see that, you know, you're still working together. A lot of people aren't, you know, a lot of people are finding new things and whatever. It just feels so good to know that, you know, there's happiness and joy out there and that, you know, perhaps we're moving into this wonderful, wonderful way of being. And so I just wanted to thank you both. Thank you for those of you listening now, listening later. Thank you, Pat, for your team and your team for producing the show. And thank you, Olivia. Mm-hmm. Bye for now, everybody. We'll see you next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.